Yo, what up? This is Kyle from Fathom, and you're listening to Millennials Suck.
What's the favorite band you've ever played with?
Favorite band I've ever played with?
Like, I don't live show.
Like, or just because I like the band or because I like...
Just whatever reasoning.
Bro, I'm the worst at picking favorites of anything.
You seem like a very mellow, just...
You like look back like that was a dope show because of this lineup type of situation.
I don't know. I liked when I played with Abiotic and Suffocate. That was really cool.
Oh,
just kind of like both
sick.
Of those bands. It's really weird because I was with the Bunny bands. The Bear on that tour and it didn't make any sense. But like me and the guitarist were two super metal dudes and we're like, hell yeah, bro. We get to fucking play this show.
Sick. What's the wildest pit you've ever seen? Anything crazy? I've seen some
not shows I like played personally.
But like that is a like,
yeah, like bigger shows. Just like one of the Summer Slaughter tours. One of the like far, far years back. I think on one of the, like the Whitechapel 10-year, 15-year tours, one of those was sick.
10 years of exile.
Yeah, fucking, that show was dope.
They made two runs.
Yeah.
It was fucking tight.
I remember when I was down in Florida, I went to this like hardcore show and this dude, they had those like aluminum bleachers on the sides and it was just like a concrete room with
yeah.
Like, and this big ass motherfucker. I didn't even know you could. He must have been strong as shit. He picked up the whole aluminum thing.
Damn.
And threw it into the pit. Knocked like 15
yeah.
people over. I was like, oh, shit. And I was like, and I'm out of here. I'm not staying around for the repercussions.
Bro, one of the shows we played on that last tour had this fucking super sick pit. It was just like one of those like smaller venues, but like it was a free show. And like, dude told us, like, yeah, we've been promoting the fuck out of the show and whatnot. And like, all these like kids showed up and they were super about pitting and I was like, what the fuck?
It was
dope.
I think the most brutal thing I've ever seen at a show was before the show even started. Is that Rock on the Range, Slayer's about to play. So there's a whole field of Slayer fans, which is already one of the most dangerous places to be. And then somebody in the middle of this crowd decides it's a good idea to say, just yell, fuck Slayer! Like everybody goes quiet and just looks through this guy and a guy walks up to him. Just the biggest, like think of the most stereotypical Slayer fan that you can think of. That was this guy.
Okay.
And
his nickname is like Spider or some shit.
Yeah. Bald dude. Giant.
Looks exactly like the biker dude from Batman.
Yes.
So he's got this like
tombstone
giant, you know, Slayer headbanging neck on him. Right. And he grabs this dude and headbutts the shit up, flattens his face. Dude gets carried out on a stretcher.
Damn.
And this is before the Slayer show even starts. It's like, this is already the most brutal thing I've ever seen. This guy's face was basically not on his body
fucking
anymore.
Slayer.
One headbutt, dude.
He was like in the movie Face Off, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Watched a dude get damn near stampeded over during a circle pit to Bring Me the Horizon once at Warped Tour. That shit was brutal.
Warped Tour had a couple good... I think it was Devil Wear Prada. Someone threw a dictionary into the pit. Random.
Dude, when the last time I saw Mice and Men at Warped Tour, they literally were like, fuck the rules. We're home. Do whatever you want. And then security literally just fucking dipped. They're like, we won't be responsible.
To be fair, if I was at security, I was like, I don't get paid enough for this. I'm out.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened. They were ripping barricades off and fucking crowd surf chucking people on them onto other people. It was fucking nuts.
I bet it was fun to watch.
It was a lot of fun to watch from the back. I wasn't involved in none of that fuckery.
Yeah. That's a spot to be.
Yeah.
Dude, I watched this like small, very petite, like 4'9" like girl.
My mom.
Clothesline by this dude at
I hope it's my mom.
He was like 6'4", 300 pounds, big ass dude. We were at a fucking ringworm show.
Continue, Dylan. Continue with the story about the Ringworm show.
Sometimes band names just tickle me. Sorry.
Ringworm's dope. It okay. was Rivers of Nile, Ringworm, and Darkest Hour.
Darkest Hour, yeah.
That's I love great. That Christian just named the only band he knew. Darkest Hour. I know those guys.
No, I just Ringworm got me. That's all.
That Ringworm's a stupid name. I hate it. Don't like it at all. What's the dumbest band name that you know of besides the one with like the 75 letters that you can't pronounce?
That would be one of them.
That's pretty dumb. But like, what are others? Like what? Like what?
Just like
others?
Any slam band.
Like any slam band. Stupid band names. I hate punk band names a lot.
Punk,
I hate them. They're graphic for no reason. The Slits is the worst band name the of all Slits. Time.
They are dope and they did a lot.
That's fine. I'm not doubting their accomplishments or their talents. I'm doubting their ability to name bands.
Yeah, she passed away from cancer.
That's unfortunate. She was terrible at naming bands, but she was good at music. I don't know what you want me to say here.
They did an odd punk band because they were kind of like almost, I hate to say reggae because they weren't, but they were signed to Island, which is Jamaican-based company back in the day, and so they had a lot of like influences in their album, their one album that ever got recorded. But yeah, I like the Slits. But punk names are kind of goofy.
Dude, there's I think they're Slam. Fucking Scumfuck is their name.
Scumfuck is tight.
Hate
though.
Hate them.
They're good.
Hate them.
Their music sucks because their band name sucks.
Hate them. I didn't say their music sucks.
I will say this.
No, I'm just saying I dislike them as human beings because of their shitty band.
Also, though, the name is cool because it's stupid.
Yeah.
I can't stand
you gave
that.
Two opposing adjectives and said that they're the same, and I disagree.
Well, that sucks for you. I'm sorry that you don't get it.
Just call me a fucking pleb, bro.
I hate that trend of like, we're Caravan spelled like CVRVVVN.
Is that, still
you mean
a thing?
Like Vavither?
I hate that. What? Why did that become a thing?
Ethan like one band did it and it looked really cool and everyone was like, oh, this is the thing now.
Yeah.
Let's take it too far.
Ethan currently in a band called Wither and they spell it VV whatever the fuck.
I also can't stand
as many V's as possible.
When they have like symbols and then they make it so like there's symbols in their actual name, but they're not like keyboard symbols. They're so hard to search online. Yeah, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
S.
What, why?
Can't wait till band names start having emojis in them.
Yeah. We're the snake emoji, fire emoji, winky face.
I'm trying to get a single letter band name.
Single letter?
You could just like, I think you could do O. I think O would work. I think you could
think that would work?
O. Like, you just do like, sell it like the Omega logo. Just call it O.
One of these has to exist already.
Probably.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've heard a one letter. If I was going to do it, I would be A. So I would be like the first, like when you're just searching bands.
You just, yeah.
I would have to go two letters and I would do lowercase I, uppercase O. I-O.
I-O.
I feel like that may exist.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just made it up. So
you could be VV.
W. I'm gonna be a TikTok rapper named W.
Spelled with two V's.
Two V's.
Yeah, I don't know. What was I want to know where my
grill
band
goes. I don't have grill money yet, but that's where my grill go would be.
I want to know the first band that did that. Like,
I'd like them to be stoned in the street, personally. So also, I'd like to know who did it because that's just not words. But hey, it's your art. Do whatever you want, I guess. Vavither.
Artsy.
Husk with a V.
I like how he left one band with a V in it to go to another band with two V's in it.
It's mostly the same dude.
It is often the V.
Because Husk doesn't have a bass or a drummer, right? So it's Ethan, Carmen, and Matt. And then Wither is Ethan, Carmen, and then another dude. It's the same fucking band.
Why don't they just combine it together?
V-V-V-V-V.
Who the fuck knows, Christian?
Vivard Husk.
Withered Husk.
Nah, man. Just like five
Vivard
or six
Husk,
V's.
Dude, I like that.
He said it first.
I like that. Withered Husk. That's a much better band name, too.
Kind of tight.
Yeah. It's not a bad band name, all things considered.
What about ZZ Top? How do you guys feel about ZZ Top?
I fucking love ZZ Top.
I love them
dude.
As a band.
I love ZZ Top.
They're so good.
VV Top.
VV Top. VV Bottom.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
When you hold hands, are you a top or a bottom?
What?
Yeah. You hold, like, okay, so if we're holding hands like this, right? He's the top, I'm the bottom.
Either or.
Now, I'm the top, he's the bottom. So when you hold hands, are you typically a top or a bottom?
I don't pay attention. It could be both, sure.
So we'll you're go. A switch.
Sure, buddy.
Respectful.
Nice.
I appreciate that about you.
How did you come up with your band name?
I was just looking through cool words and something stuck out. And I was like, okay, all right. I can kind of make that work.
It works. I
do. I don't really have a super sick, that's super good answer for that.
I mean, a lot of times you think like you have a good question.
You guys are going to fathom how good this music is.
Yeah.
I did that for you.
I've been avoiding doing that.
Did it for you, baby.
I couldn't fathom how awesome the t-shirts were. Now I have almost all of them.
See, this is why I avoided that joke.
No, I put it to like music is an understanding of some sort. We're all understanding something mutually.
That's awesome.
It's about the most actual meaning I can put to it.
You know how like some bands have this really cool story about how they got their name and shit? Like that, I think they're all lies.
I think they made it up.
I want to
make up a story.
Yeah. You got to. You have to.
What I want to do is I want to make up a story but change it every time someone asks me to something else.
Yeah. So that the internet just argues about it.
No one ever really knows.
Because truly we just went through a bunch of words that sounded cool until we found one. literally all we did.
I picked it out of a hat.
Honestly, we put darts and we just threw them at balloons. And when the balloon popped, it had a name in it. Here we are.
I will say this, though. I campaigned hard. And I even convinced AJ and almost got, we didn't have a bass at the time. But I campaigned really hard to have our name, Tiny Tim and the Spooky Boo Boys.
I would have never listened to a song. I wouldn't promote it here.
I think one of my favorite stories about that, the band put...
Please watch the mic stands. They're expensive. Captain's chair.
Then they threw a bunch of random words into a hat and just drew three of them out and then became the red jumpsuit apparatus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how they got their name.
That's awesome.
Not a bad idea.
How did Electric Nectar get its name?
That was me making different ways to talk about coffee. So I was just talking about drinking the electric nectar. I was like, that's fun.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's an awesome.
I feel
answer.
Like that's the exact sure. same way that Dirty Morning Studio came about. It's just him playing with words in his head, and he's like,
"Elden
work.
Came up with that one."
Really?
Yeah. He was at a party back in his heavy drugging days, and he said it was one of those parties where, like, you know, he woke up and there's just like human bodies that are still alive, but just barely, like, strewn around the place, and it's just disgusting from the party the night before. And he was staring out a window at the sunrise and just like, "Oh, fucking, what a dirty morning." And it was like, oh, I kind of like that.
For the record, it's important to note that Eldon's probably done more drugs than anyone you've ever met, and then more.
Combined.
Yeah, like...
He's a champion.
Yeah. What about you? Do you like drugs?
I mostly just smoke weed.
Okay, that's fair.
I'm sorry.
There's a police officer here, so watch your words. Yeah.
Allegedly. Nah, yeah. Allegedly.
Nah, I fucked around with psychedelics before and I enjoyed them. But
psychedelics are my favorite.
Not really something I do much anymore.
Bro. Would you allegedly say that you're more of an LSD or mushroom person?
I like acid more.
Okay, allegedly.
For sure.
Same, allegedly.
The first time I did acid, I took it
that
twice.
That was gross.
It really was. And I apologize. I did not mean to do that.
Yeah. Like my trip was ending. I was like, I'm not done. Give me more.
That's the best way to do it. When we go on our cabin trips, we'll literally just like wait till we get to a peak, then take more. And then once we do it again, it's just you just lengthen that peak out.
Yep.
And then we rode zip lines.
And you get on zip lines not realizing that you're still very high. You think you're just normal. You're not. You're super duper high. I looked at Foreman dead ass in his face after a 20-minute demonstration. Was like, bro, I have no idea what I'm doing. And he goes, that's the point. Like, he was just showing us how to do it. And then we're going to get on this little bunny thing and it's going to be fine. I was like, nah, bro, listen to me. I watched that whole demonstration. I don't know how to do this shit.
like what?
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to die today.
The dude's explaining how to do this and not die. And I just hear like three people tripping hard on acid behind me.
I convinced we were in a group of like 20 people, and by the end of it, every single person was bullying one of our friends. I blamed everything on Norman, which is a friend of ours who I genuinely despise. And by the end of it, everybody was pretty much saying, fuck Norman. Literally had strangers chanting it in the bus ride back down the mountain.
Why would you trip around that many people?
Well, here's the thing. We thought we were tripping the night before. We didn't account for the longevity of the trip.
Fair.
However, ziplining on acid, while terrifying at first, is the greatest experience.
This is probably tight.
That was my favorite part of the whole trip. Like the weekend trip, not the... Well, I mean, definitely the best
part. Yeah, both.
This past year, we dropped acid and went into a dark room by ourselves to watch the movie Soul on my phone. Sounds, we could have done that here. We didn't need to go on vacation to do it. We could have just done that here.
True.
But we did it on vacation.
We were just cuddled up watching this 2-hour Disney movie on my phone. Just like,
it's a great movie on acid,
It's
the
great.
Way.
You need to watch it sober and then you need to watch it on acid. It's two different experiences and they're both great.
I'm going to change the subject abruptly. Me and Dylan were talking about this earlier. How did you learn how to scream?
Basically just mimicking noises. I mean, like, I would do mostly in the car, honestly, and just with other friends that did vocals. I started like kind of doing vocals when I was like 15 or 16. And I'm like 29 now. So it took me like 10 years or so to get confident enough to like, okay, I want to be a vocalist.
Did you fuck up your voice real bad at first?
Nah, I didn't really fuck up my voice. I did vocals way differently. And what I would say, I don't know if it was wrong, but I didn't like it. And I changed it at some point. I've just always been the sort of person with anything. Like if something hurts with anything, like it's probably not good.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just stop doing that and change it. Make it not hurt.
So what's your technique? Because you sound really unique.
I use false chords for most of my vocals.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have like a moment that like unlocked them? For me, I did.
Like, I mean, I don't know.
Something that
kind
you tried a bunch?
Maybe just certain styles that I tried and liked enough to be like, okay, well, I could use that.
This'll do.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I heard it, but someone says like, you know when you mimic a dog barking? Like, woo, woo. I was like, oh shit. And then I like played with that. And that's like kind of what that's how I was able to figure it out.
Or like hiking in the woods just make really obnoxious noises. And if I can make something really cool and terrifying, I kind of like that.
I'm going to put that on some music.
Yeah.
Do you do casual hiking on a regular basis?
For sure. I like to when it's nice out.
Nice.
Oh yeah.
Where do you go?
It just depends. Like Yellow Springs is a big one, obviously. Just like individual little parks around here.
Nice.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Are you a mountain hiker, would you say?
They're not really mountains around here. Last summer when I was...
The city's a mountain.
I guess. But last summer I was in Denver and we hiked in some mountains there and that was fucking tight.
Nice.
I want to make a trip back out to like out west again just to hike in the mountains. That'd be cool.
Can it be after
And smoke
July?
A lot of weed.
I was going to say, can it be after July when it's federally legal and you can bring stuff back with you? Because that'd be great.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's federally legalized as of July.
That'd be sick.
So you can't like bring on the flight, I don't think, but you can like put it in your carry-on and come back with it.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah,
you can
mail it legally.
I love going out there anyways, so that's just more enticing.
Yeah. You can bring shit back with you now, bro. You do it in Michigan as well. So you can just drive up to Michigan.
I mean, I would be lying if I said I didn't go to Michigan all the time for
exactly that reason. Yeah. Like the border, there should be a dispensary like
literally
right behind the border.
There pretty much is. That's pretty soon where I go. But there's literally signs right across the border. It's like, come on, Ohio. Like, why are you doing this?
Just pull in, bro. We already know where you're going. Yeah.
And she's like, fucking Ohio, just stop fucking around. Get
just
on board.
At the welcome center.
It's like they have a whole liaison for Ohio customers. They're like, just come on in.
The dudes who work at the dispensary definitely have to know. There's no one cares.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
They'll even help you out and like, oh, this is over the limit, but we'll just ring you up twice.
That's hilarious.
That's not selling anyone out. But
shout out to that dispensary, the real ones.
I'm sure it's multiple. It is multiple. I know for a fact.
I don't go up to Michigan for that. The guy that I get from goes up to Michigan and I just buy stuff off of him.
Well, there you go. That works out.
Yeah. It's way less effort for the same equipment.
For sure.
Or substances, I should say.
Hey, like them triceps.
I forgot I was rubbing your arm for a second, honestly. I'm going to be real honest about that. I started doing it to be weird and then I just... Kept
got
doing
lost
it.
In it. Man.
Just enjoy it.
It just became part of the conversation, honestly.
Got lost in the
I kind of apologize for that.
He's just vibing.
Yeah, I'm just kicking it, bro. Just stroking your elbow. It's a nice elbow.
I do have some solid elbows.
Yeah, they're solid.
I think everybody's elbows are solid.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would hope so. You might not have an elbow.
Liquid elbows, bro. Just hear it sloshing around at night.
Oh, God. Reminds me of the elbow titty aliens from Rick and Morty.
Wars have been fought over these.
Do you watch Rick and Morty?
For sure.
Yes. Every deathcore dude likes Rick and Morty, confirmed.
When's there a new season?
I don't know. I didn't even see the whole last season.
I am one of the people that's like, I think the earlier seasons were better.
Yeah.
But it's still cool. It's still funny.
It's good. Yeah. Really. I don't think
it's as funny as the first two.
Yeah, the first two were more random, I feel
that's what I like.
It was funny as shit.
Also, Interdimensional Cable should just become its own show.
Yeah, it really should just be its own show.
I like that it's all
fucking
like,
bees in the eyes, selling you doors. Or is it ants in the
ants
eyes?
Ants in my eyes, Johnson.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that that thing where they did where they like read the actual court case, but they did it in Rick and Morty's voices?
Yes.
That shit was hilarious.
There's a video that I saved on TikTok. I'll show you guys. And it's literally they put the Rick voice over the Ukraine and the Morty voice over the over Russia. And they just had a mouth moving in Russia and then a mouth moving in Ukraine that was just like, fuck you, suck my dick.
Yeah. Justin Roiland should just voice everything.
I agree.
Yeah.
I wonder how hard it is to be a voice actor and have that many voices. I'm sure it's...
I'm going to do it.
That'd be sick.
Do one voice. It would be like the guy who played Jiraiya.
That's pretty...
30 characters in every anime, same voice. What's good? Jiraiya's here.
It was particularly hard on him to do Rick because he got drunk every time he did it. Like every time they did an episode, he would get fucking shit-faced in the studio. And he's like, I had to quit doing
that's
that.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
like, what three episodes are we recording tonight? Because your boy's sauced.
Can you imagine doing that and then watching it? And you're like, I don't remember. That would be
but
wild.
That's where like all the burping and shit came from for Rick. Like he was just doing that naturally and that became part of the character.
Huh. That's sick though.
See, that's one of those band name stories that's dope. Yeah. I would have just had to make it up. Where'd that come from? I don't know. I hate to do this, but
I was going
to
say, Christian's about to go.
Would you like to take another smoke break? It is almost that time.
Yeah, I got pee too, so we might as well.
Smoke break. I just got a mouthful of your nut right now. Yeah. Delicious. The next 4 minutes is just going to be me eating nuts into a microphone. Do you play video games?
Good talk, bro.
He nodded his head like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I play video games.
Yeah, what are you playing?
Just depends. I'm not really playing much right now.
You're not playing Elden Ring like everybody else?
No, I haven't been that guy.
I want to. I'm bad at video games.
Like, do you know what like RuneScape is?
Yeah.
Said I'm like the sort of guy that maxed out an old school RuneScape.
Oh, okay. All right. Just a RuneScape dude?
Yeah. I was playing, me and Brandon were playing a lot of Rocket League just because it's like a split screen game we can play. Anything that's like split screen I can play with my friends I'm into. That's not true. That much like stuff anymore. Like not much stuff is like local co-op.
Yeah, no, it's mostly just like play with your friends online but in a different room.
Yeah, no, I want to play with like my dudes on like tour and shit.
Yeah, I miss LAN parties.
That's tight.
Like when everybody would get together and just play Halo 2 together on split screen. Everybody would cheat.
Right.
And whether you were cheating or not was irrelevant because if you kill someone, you cheated. Whoa. Oh, yeah.
That's fucking sick.
You guys just showing each other merch?
Showing each other merch.
Yeah, buddy.
Fucking deathcore, guys.
I had this dope-ass cattle decapitation shirt recently. Bro,
I wanted to go to that tour. I wanted to go to that... The cattle did recently. I don't know if they came around here or not.
I don't know if they did or not. I know they did a European tour.
They did a U.S. tour.
They did a U.S. tour.
They did
it
like
at
the beginning of this year.
I know I'm also going to go see Black Dahlia Murder and Hatebreed.
I really wanted to go see that Traitors Left to Suffer tour too. That would have been missed that. That would have been sick.
Let's ask the card questions here. No. Who panders more, country music or deathcore?
Country.
No way. It's got to be at least equal. It's got to be.
Now.
Like referring to what?
Like pandering. Like every deathcore band has the same like dark, like gothy allure.
Hey, I don't know. There's like 10 different variants maybe.
That's true, I guess.
Maybe.
There's a lot. Like,
but like it's like every single one of them like
technically
like cattle decapitation. It's pandering.
That's not a deathcore band.
No.
Sounds like one. People get mad if you call them a deathcore band.
Who?
I don't know.
They're
like
fans.
Some of their fans.
They got
will it upset
like,
you?
No.
No.
What kind of metal are they?
I would call them death metal. They're maybe like some grindcore at one point in time.
Okay. I like that mostly in metal, the thing that separates genre, puts like dictates where a genre, what and what subgenre you go to is usually vocal style.
So now,
or if you play breakdowns or not.
That's true.
They did an album a couple years back called Death Atlas, and it featured like a lot of cleans and shit on it. They slowed down a little bit.
They've done cleans for a minute now, but they're not like...
Yeah, they did with...
I've been hearing some deathcore cleans.
They're not your typical sort of cleans, so to speak.
How do you feel about Make Them Suffer?
Make Them Suffer is tight.
I love that band.
I wouldn't call them deathcore, but they're
I wouldn't
sick.
Either, but I love them.
Yeah, they're tight.
I'm trying to relate with you, but I don't listen to a lot of deathcore. I've gone on the record to say that Jason Richardson era Chelsea
I'm a metalcore guy too.
Oh yeah?
Bro, I wish I was seeing the All That Remains tour with Jason right now.
Dude, same. I mean, rest in peace, Ollie.
But, right? But, and they've also got Anthony Barone filling in on drums. Mm-hmm. And that dude's fucking sick.
That's fucking fire. Yeah. I'd love to see
I want
to
see that tour.
I'm actually going to a comedy festival tour in Dayton in July.
Word.
Nice.
Yeah, that's tight.
It's Bert Kreischer's Comedy Roundup or whatever the fuck it's called.
Nice.
There's going to be like hella people there. I'm going to that. Tickets are only like $50. I'm like, fuck yes.
That's cool.
Get my DS'd after this show. Or I'm gonna invite Moxley, one of the two.
You'll still get your
probably DS still get the DS. For real. Ooh. Moxley is the vocalist of Brave Lake. I'm in Brave Lake, in case you didn't know. Not Ryan Spragan or Ethan Middendorf, just me in Brave Lake, by the way.
Nice.
They say otherwise.
Who gives a fuck? What do I say? Who's
I'm not taking sides. I'm just saying they say
Captain
otherwise.
Chair, bro.
They say otherwise.
Fuck them. Tell him I said it.
Ryan can't stand the fact that you're in Brave Lake.
I know. He really can't stand it. He really hates the fact that I am in Brave Lake.
He's jealous.
He is. He wants to be in Brave Lake so bad.
He's jealous of your come up.
Yeah, man.
Calling you out, Ryan.
Come up.
Stop being a jealous.
What does he play? It's not about what he plays.
Listen, it's about what field, I bring to the table. It's about brotherhood and camaraderie. It's not about what I'd be doing. So let me ask you a question, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
What is the last movie you watched and thought that it wasn't good?
I don't know. Usually if I think a movie's not good, I turn it off pretty quick.
Okay.
I'm like, nah.
Okay. Are you not a theater movie guy?
I don't see too many movies in theaters, no.
That's fair. I used to go every Tuesday by myself because they're half price and there's no one there to talk through the movie.
That sounds sick.
It was awesome. And then I moved away from a movie theater and I'm like, I'm not driving 20 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
Let's do that at my house.
The internet exists.
Yeah. It's not, oh, I'm going to spend $10 to drive 30 minutes and do what I could have done at my house. I'm all right.
What's your favorite movie?
I don't know.
Favorite genre of movie?
Comedy, usually. Comedy or horror? I'm a comedy or horror guy.
Yeah.
I like horrors too. I make that joke every time and it's never funny. It's never funny.
Yeah.
It's never funny, but I can't. I genuinely can't not
slapper.
Do it. Don't judge me.
He slapped his knee for you.
Yeah, he did. Very condescendingly, I might add. Do you do anything outside of music creatively? Like Twitch streaming or making pottery or whatever?
No, not really. The most creative thing I do is like also related to music, but just I do some of like the graphic design work for us and shit.
I didn't know you did graphic design work.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you sell graphic design work to people? Do you take commission, if you will?
Not these days, but I mean, not like openly, but if people like want to hit me up and do something, I'm usually down.
All right. So if I was like, hey, I need a super illegible like logo for Millsuck in filth art.
I would probably refer you to someone who I think is better than me.
Well, all right.
But I could do it, yeah. The first Fathom logo we had was made by me. I used to make logos like all the time.
Okay.
Like when I was originally like taking graphic design classes like shit back in high school, I'd just sit there and make logos all day.
There you go. Yeah. We just use the, what's it called? The basic Microsoft.
Oh yeah, the Adobe has just a free logo maker. You can go in there and just, and they'll slap one together real quick.
They're just like, MP, we got it. We used
that,
to have a,
that where all the font logos come from?
Probably. Yeah. We started another one. He made it in 20 minutes. It's like, how do you like this? I'm like, perfect. Simple. I love it. I don't have to pay. My favorite part about it is that it's free. We were before the season started, we were shopping beats. We could possibly buy one instead of using the one he made. And we were looking at the price of it. It's like all the ones we liked were like $1,000. And we were like, we're going to stick with the other one.
Of what was it? Of
we have we have an intro and outro beat that we use for each episode. So
Rip.
What we were doing.
What happened?
Yeah, we're real professional here.
Foreman.
I fixed
yes, sir.
It.
Does the captain's chair give me objective power to fire someone?
How long does it take you to make $400 at your job?
My job?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't started working there.
All right. Yet. How long is it going to take you to make $400 working there?
I mean, probably a day.
All right. You own at least a day of his life.
Okay.
For the sake of that mic.
Okay. So you're going to be at a day of my choosing indentured to me if you break that mic.
Yeah. Well, it's not broke.
So
I would never.
I'm just saying. I didn't even pay for it. It's just captain's share. I didn't pay for it, but captain's share.
Like how he says, I would never, not even 2 minutes after just almost smashing it on the floor.
Exactly that. I would never destroy this equipment, even though I narrowly almost destroyed this equipment.
Never do it intentionally.
Get it together, dude. What's your least favorite You're thing asking. About Dylan Hall? Be honest.
He probably keeps destroying equipment.
Yeah, right? Piece of shit. He's in the Gandalf pipe?
Yeah.
I respect it.
It's my favorite.
Dude, it is the nice pipe.
I really like the one that I made. I want to bring it again, but like I fucked up the leather wrap on it, unfortunately.
Can you still hit it?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, you can still hit it. I just need to like retie it.
He made one out of a bird skull.
That's tight.
It's fucking dope.
That's sick.
I don't think it's a real bird skull, though.
It's not. It's ceramic.
Would have been cool if it was real.
Yeah, yeah, it would have been way cooler if it was real. Your hair is so much bigger than your face, bro.
I'm sorry. I was just looking at you like, don't say it. Don't say it. But when I saw you turn your head to the side, bro, I was like, bro, it's so much bigger.
Your hair is so much bigger than your face.
I'm sorry.
What's your second least favorite thing about Dylan Hall? I'm going with the stupid piercing.
It's not that bad.
It's that bad.
You think so?
I think so. Does it
see,
not?
But he's seen it with the loop. It was like he didn't see the chin
see
missile.
The chin missile.
That's true. He's got the fucking hoop in it, which makes it slightly less bad.
What is it? You like Disturbed?
No.
<what's that>?
No.
Yeah, I got myself a Draymond.
I'm really hoping Jesus. That I can just get enough people in here to bully him out of that piercing. No, like, I'm just hoping I can get enough people in here to abuse him enough about that piercing that he's insecure
fine.
Enough to take it out. Because
he's
I've asked
it.
Him to do so and he won't.
I think it's having the opposite effect.
It's
you
not,
put a more noticeable piercing in it.
It's not the worst piercing you can get. You could look way dumber with
piercings.
What's the worst
piercing you can
get? Oh, probably just a combination of too many of the wrong piercings.
That's fair.
Just yeah. the wrong combination of too many.
What is too many piercings, though?
Well, that's different for everyone.
I was
going to
say,
like,
I think it depends on
the
body
wrong combination.
Part. I think it depends on the body part.
Fair.
Because, like, with ears, you can do, like, 50 fucking places in ears, and it all makes sense for some reason. But on your face, there's only, like, 3 places you can do it, and you're not just like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't know. Some people rock it.
I mean, it's each their own. What's your favorite tattoo that you have?
My favorite tattoo that I have?
Yeah, that was my question.
It's hard to pick. It's always like the most recent. Probably
Did you call me a dick?
No, I said it's hard to pick.
Oh, I thought you said you fucking dick.
No,
I was like, oh, I'm
hard,
sorry.
It's hard to pick. It's probably usually just always the most recent one. But I don't know. Honestly, probably just the whole left arm.
Yeah, it's okay. A lot of good artwork, man.
Yeah,
Thank
it
you.
Is solid.
But the whole left arm is like a blast over. So I used to have like, I got it a year ago. Before that, I had a sleeve that I just hated. And I was just tired of living with.
Replace it with another one.
Well, now I have something that I actually am stoked with. So it just makes it that
yeah.
much more meaningful. And
yeah.
I had to travel to, I got done in New Mexico.
Hell yeah. What was the artist's name?
Levi Poulsen.
Hell yeah. I just look at his face and it makes me mad.
Why? Like, I'll try not to be alive next time.
Well, I mean, Damn. Be alive. I don't want you to die. I love you. It's just something about your face.
Anyway.
You could address that. That'd be cool.
That's tight. Address what?
His face.
Blame my fucking parents.
I will. Bring them to me.
He's got a face.
It's unfortunate.
It's there.
It's unfortunate.
You guys should probably box it out.
You think we should box it out? I agree.
Hit him with your cyst.
I'm going to club him with my fucked up wrist.
That's like having an extra hand. I don't want any part of that.
No, it actually makes my grip weaker.
But it's like a little ball peen hammer.
It's
you
kind
just take
of God's him. Handicap for you. Really?
That right elbow go fuck you
oh,
up.
Oh yeah, that's it. I'm throwing both. What about you, Kyle? Are you a fist fighter? Have you ever been in a fist of fight?
Only basically when I was like a teenager. Yeah.
Not Tell me your best fist fighting story.
I don't really have that. They were like stupid little things that didn't last that long.
You stole my Pokemon card.
No. Wow.
That's something I'd fight over today.
That would have been much cooler to fight over. But
would you guys fight over the girl's mind? Neither of you talked to her.
I don't know. I think it was just some kid that I didn't like me.
I had a rival that I would fist fight like every 4 years in school.
Yeah, that's more fun. Kyle.
Shockingly enough, he popped up on my. The only reason why I'm thinking about it is he popped up on my People You May Know. Adding that douchebag. I beat him up.
You should add him and see if he's down to fight again.
Hey, bro, want to meet up and box just for old time's sake?
No, I went to like a school of rich kids. Not enough fights.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
Where'd you go to school at?
Springboro.
Oh, you went to Springboro?
Yeah.
My mom lived in Springboro for a while. What year did you graduate?
2011. I'm old.
I graduated in 2010. I have friends in that area, and I'm trying to figure out if you would know any of them, but I don't. None of them went to Springboro. They all went to Carlisle, and they're a little bit younger than you.
Word.
It's not like bad. It's just like...
It's very small.
Very, very much that. It's not as small anymore, but yeah.
It's still pretty fucking small.
True.
I mean, the amount of property that Springboro encompasses has not changed.
No.
There is a Chinese buffet up there that I used to go to sometimes.
Yeah, it's probably still there.
By the old Kmart.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yep. It's not bad.
It's not bad. I would go there again.
For sure. It's easy. Want to go there sometime? Me and you? We'll make fun of Dylan Hall. Bet.
Why are we making...
Why are we making fun of him?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, I guess why not? Yeah. Does he make fun of you?
When he gets the chance. Yeah.
He started it.
I started it.
Cool.
He knows me. He knew what he was in for. We got on the podcast. In the very first time to my listeners, he revealed that I have a horrible balding issue.
Wow.
Yeah. And I literally told him, I was like, I got to try not to be mean to these guys because they're my friends. But I don't know. I'm not like friends with them yet. You know what I mean?
Acquaintances.
Yeah, pretty much. And then like the second he's just like, you're like my favorite bald person. You're the only bald person I get excited to see.
Partially bald person.
Pissed me off. Now so now every episode I make sure to destroy his self-esteem.
Maybe you're not bald anymore.
I'll heal.
It came back.
I'll heal one day.
He fixed it.
I don't think that's how that works.
Gonna will it.
I'm just gonna will myself.
Just get a sick head tattoo.
What'd you say?
Sick head tattoo.
Well, that was the I'm a Bam Bam Bigelow that shit.
Hell yeah.
You know who Bam Bam Bigelow is?
No.
You ever seen Major Payne? Have you ever seen the movie Major Payne?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the biker they hire to come beat him up?
Mm-hmm.
That's Bam Bam Bigelow.
Okay.
He has a whole bunch of tattoos on his head. It was a wrestler in the 90s.
Do it. Or like glue a wig on that shit. Fuck it.
I'm just going to grow out the back to a sick ass rat tail and braid it like a Viking.
You could embrace it and just get like super shiny. Be a bowling ball.
I'm just going to not do that. It's going to match my wrist though.
Get it polished.
I'm going to get certain like paint styles done on my head that match my wrist shit. Yeah, I have this massive cyst on my wrist.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking terrifying.
What does
right?
that what does that do?
Terrifies children.
It looks like do you have one on the other arm?
No, it's just this one.
You should get like an implant to look like that on the other arm.
Like after you get that one taken care of, just have like a metal ball inserted.
Why would I do I want it gone? I mean, I feel like I'm going to have phantom,
but you need
cyst
to, you need it even on both arms.
So I'm just going to remove this one then.
Okay.
It'd be pretty even then, I think.
Maybe. That might work.
You're fun, Kyle.
Hells yeah.
I dig the background music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tight.
Well, at first I was like, there's no way it's going to work.
Is it just actually, a loop?
Yes. Yeah. Well, we couldn't play actual music behind us.
How long is the actual loop?
It's a playlist on Spotify.
Oh, okay.
Is it really? I thought it was a loop of the same song.
Yeah, nope.
I thought we'd listen to the same song for 2 hours.
It'd be way funny if it was like a 20-second loop. This is just 20 seconds.
It's like a 30-second loop. Just
keep it going.
The forever song, bro. You can play it forever. Make it real jazzy.
Yeah.
Just Kyle do vocals on it. It'll be great.
It's not very jazzy anymore. Things.
You could still do it.
You did jazz metal, jazz.
I believe in you. Just do a lot of like uppity, draggy shit, but just do it and scream.
You can put vocals over anything if you want to.
Yeah, I saw somebody
Alex
do
Terrible
it,
does it all the time.
I literally saw a video this morning of a dude who was doing a cover of Aaron Lewis. Well, I guess Staines. It's Been a While.
Yeah.
And when he got to the I've got, he literally did like deep metal lows in front of this just 50-year-old bar crowd. It was my favorite thing ever.
Hell yeah.
It didn't work, but it was great to watch, you know?
Dude, there's a dude who dresses up in like a fucking reindeer onesie who goes to like local karaoke's all over the fucking U.S. and just does hardcore vocals over every song.
Me and Wes talked about doing karaoke, like metalcore karaoke.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
He like slam screamed fucking Sweet Caroline like at like a fucking old folks.
That's hilarious.
Me and Wes were thinking about doing Baby by Justin Bieber.
Yes.
Just
the Slipknot version.
I did my time. That's actually the best mashup ever.
It is one of the good
Have you ones. Ever heard that?
What is it?
Okay, so you know those like song mashups that people started doing on YouTube that they do a lot on TikTok now where they'll take like the instrumental of one song and the vocals of another song and slam them on top of each other?
Yeah.
They did that with Justin Bieber's Baby and Slipknot's Psychosocial. And
turns out, same BPM.
It's actually fucking fire, though.
That's tight.
It works. I want to make songs like that, honestly. Just do deathly growls over child's pop music.
Like, I wouldn't doubt that song structures are stolen from pop music like that and core music all the time.
I mean, there's formula in every genre.
Yeah.
Stack songs. I think country's the worst for it.
Who panders more, deathcore or country artists?
I'm going to say country for sure.
I mean, country's up there for sure.
Yeah.
Why are you bad at sports stuff?
I held out my hand for you to hand it to me and you hit me in the chest with it.
I tossed it to you. It was a good toss.
I have glass in my hand. You want me to like smack it back at you?
I want you to get good.
Get good.
You're asking.
Exactly.
Speaking of sports, do you like sports at all? At all?
I'm not a huge sports guy.
What are you into? What do you do for fun?
I fucking get stoned and do fucking metal music.
I have no favorite anything. I just get high and make music, buddy.
I don't have many favorites.
I suck.
Yeah.
Do you don't have a single favorite thing though? I feel like you have to have. What's your favorite color, for example?
It's also hard to pick. It used to be red. It used to be red, but just now it's just there's so many colors
favorite
that
food?
I like. Nah, pizza. Can't do it's that. More vague, pizza's, I think. Pizza's pretty fucking good, but like.
Favorite song? That's no way.
No way.
Changes every week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same. Yeah, I have this thing that I noticed for me where I sensationalize everything I enjoy when I first find it.
Yeah.
So the first time
sure.
I find
yeah,
it,
no.
It's the greatest thing that's ever been
I'll
made.
I'll just jam the same song for like literally the whole week and then
yeah,
just be like,
oh. Yeah, the song we were listening
right,
to
well,
earlier
we'll
by
about it.
J. Cole and Benny the Butcher. I listened to that song on repeat for 2 days straight after I
yeah,
found it. It's such a good song.
No, I'll just not listen to it until I remember it again. Like,
over
oh,
this,
shit.
And it'll come up on a playlist like, oh, shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Every once in a while you find a song that gives you a good hit of dopamine. And you're just like, fuck yeah.
Like, this shit is dope, you know what I mean? I wish Christian was here. Yeah. I wish Christian was here. So this podcast is winding down. Let me ask you a question.
Bro, it's early. I'm sorry.
Let me ask you a question.
It's 2:30.
If you could lay in bed with Jesus Christ
wow.
and watch any movie,
what?
Which would you choose?
Why'd I have to watch a movie?
Well, that's the thing. You get to watch a movie with Jesus.
I would like him to pick the movie, please.
Snacks are free and shit. Well, then no, you want him to pick the movie?
Yeah.
Why?
What movie is Jesus going to pick, bro?
That's true.
That's a question.
I didn't actually think about that. Like, let him pick. I want to know. Okay, so he refuses. You have to pick.
Refuses?
I'll be Jesus.
I'm the most indecisive person in the world, as you've learned.
Okay.
So, like, I'm the worst person to ever try to watch anything with because I'll be like, no, you pick.
Okay, well, let's workshop this, all right? Do you want to show him something funny, something fucked up? What's the vibe we're going for?
I don't think I want to show something fucked up.
Okay, so you want to be respectful.
Well, I'm pretty sure that he would be someone that would know that things are fucked up.
Just put on Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ. Like, are you down for this?
Wow. Let's do that. Let's do that.
I feel like he'd
be
fine with it.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe I hate Jesus. I want to, you know.
I don't know your opinion on Jesus. What's your opinion on Jesus?
I don't know. I'm not a religious man.
Are you? Me either, dude.
Yeah.
What's your favorite religion?
What's your least
none?
Religion.
all of them.
They all pretty suck.
Yeah, I don't like religion.
They all pretty suck.
It's, fine, it's fine if you have faith in something, but like religion is not.
Yeah, I say there's a... My disdain for religion does not necessarily... Well, it does because it's held up by it, but it's not necessarily for the religious people. Like, find peace however you need to find peace, dude. It's not my place. It's more just so, like, I don't like the manipulation of things and the way that they operate.
What religion is, like, the most ridiculous and outlandish, like, hilariously stupid?
Well, here's the thing.
That's my favorite one.
Here's the thing. Like, this is going to fuck people up. Scientology is honestly one of the most realistic ones at this point. Because
based on what could actually happen.
Yeah. If we're talking about actual, like physical probability, Scientology, while being fucking ridiculous, like obviously we all know that it's a bullshit. But like if you take all that away, just look at its lore, it's the most like realistic. It's not realistic, but it's the most.
It's I guess what I like, one of the things I liked about doing acid is like, you could do all that search for meaning shit and like just be confused and then have like one really good acid trip. And you're like, oh yeah, fuck all that shit. I get it. I get it.
Bro, acid will change your perspective.
You're never the same after.
Yeah, for real.
Say, we say it all the time. You learn to look at things from like an omni perspective. Yeah. Like you try to look at it every way
you
can.
Your perspective will change. Like,
and it literally changes the way you look at everything. Like it changes your reality. It's like nothing is, you're never sure about anything ever again.
You can just see how many ways you can look at things.
Yeah. You never have like a 100% solid opinion on anything that isn't like objective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always just like, here's the thing. I understand this point, but I also understand this point, and I feel this way, but I also understand this. You know what I mean?
It's
fucking annoying.
Most people looking at a religion are looking for like that, you know, being one with something. And it's just like an acid trip is just 8 to 12, maybe 20 hours, depending on how much you take, of just feeling one with everything the whole time.
You don't need that. Ultimately, it's just you getting that feeling.
Yeah.
Tell me about your last acid trip, allegedly.
I just think, remember, it's been a minute. I'm pretty sure me and my buddy just walked around the neighborhood we were tripping in all night. That's pretty much what I like to do, is just look at stuff, look at like nature and just like the sky. Anything, man, that has like
anything
patterns
that's cool
and
to look
stuff.
At.
The most
things
menial
cool to look
things
at on
are
acid.
Amazing
I love
when you're
the
tripping.
Sky. I love the sky when I'm on acid, bro.
Exactly,
I'll literally sit up
sure.
and just, I'll legitimately be just like a turkey in the rain, bro. Just.
We laid in the street.
Legitimately in the middle of that street. Yep. And like as you can tell, like it's not a safe street to lay in. But it was just like 2 o'clock in the morning. We just laid in the street. Like it was great. It was one of the best nights of my life.
Hell yeah.
So
we recorded a podcast that night too.
Have either of you guys ever like looked into a mirror while on acid?
Every time.
Because
the first time, but my buddy who did it with me, it freaked him the fuck out. So
yeah, that's what happened to me too. I was like, I didn't like it.
I was aware of that. And I looked in the mirror. I was like, this is fucking weird. I'm going to not keep looking at me. And I'm going to forget about this.
I was just like falling through it. Like,
I'm a weird sadist. And I knew when the first time I did acid over at Evan Logs, I knew that like everyone said, don't look at yourself in the mirror on acid.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's the first thing I'm doing, you know? And then after that, I was like, this is fine. This is nothing. It's cool.
Yeah. It's just like looking in the mirror. Just my face moves around.
I look uglier. That's it. That's it. I just see how unattractive I am. Yeah. That's all.
Right.
Nice layer of trip scum on me. Because you just get like a weird... It's not like you sweat while you're tripping, but you get moist. That's one of the things I don't like about tripping.
It's like when you jump into a dirty pond.
Like you feel clammy.
Yeah, there's like a weird scum. Like we started calling it trip scum.
Yeah. It happens when you're on shrooms too.
Yeah.
Also on shrooms, you'll start to foam a little bit.
I did shrooms once. I don't even remember. Like I remember it sucking. I remember why it sucked. Don't remember anything else about the trip.
Why did it suck? Like, what did you experience?
I had a dude who pretended to be on drugs come over to a house full of people who were actually on drugs and then do that, like, teenager cry for help thing where they pretend like they're going to kill themselves.
Oh, God. Yeah, fuck that.
That's
first time I ever did any hallucinogen ever when I was 17 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
that's a good way to fuck anybody's trip up.
I don't do mushrooms anymore.
Okay.
And mushrooms just fucked my stomach up too.
Yeah, mushrooms are never as good.
Like they always have bad trips.
Acid's more
like
potent anyway.
Indigestion.
Yeah, exactly.
I just prefer the mellowness of like mushrooms.
Yeah.
It's
a lot
just
of people
like
it is more laid back.
Easy.
Yeah.
Like
I know a lot of people say they prefer the like cleanness of mushrooms.
See, I'm the opposite. I like how clean acid is. I just like it's more powerful.
I'm saying I don't do drugs for like cleanness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I'm already doing drugs. Right. Get me fucked up. You know what I mean?
So like, but like until you have dirty acid, and then you'll be like, oh, I get it now.
Remember that one time we psyched ourselves into thinking we were having a bad trip?
Bro, I legitimately was having a bad trip though. That was a rough day.
So was I, bro.
Yeah. I just didn't feel good.
Nah, and then I did that same acid like 6 months later and it was fine.
Yeah.
We were both sick as dogs during the A Day to Remember show, bro.
That was cool though.
It was cool.
Getting to watch A Day to Remember on acid was fucking sweet.
Heck yeah.
10 out of 10. Totally gonna do it again someday.
And The Ghost Inside.
Oh, that's
Devil Wears Prada.
It was a great show.
I bet.
Should have gone.
And did acid with us.
Don't know where I was.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that sounds like.
Try harder next time.
Wow. Get good.
Get good, bro. All right, well, I think we got enough. I think we'll be okay. Kyle?
So, you got new stuff coming out.
You got new stuff coming out.
For sure.
When are you looking to release that?
Either by summer, in summer, through summer. By the end of the summer, I'd hope to have this album out.
All right. What's the album?
Cool album.
I don't have a for sure title yet.
Okay.
There's a couple I'm going back and forth between.
Call it Barbed Wire Ball Gag.
All right. I'll take that into consideration.
I got you. Your fans will appreciate it.
You'd be a great HR manager.
Wouldn't I?
We'll definitely, I'm talking about him.
I know.
We'll definitely take that into consideration. So where can they find Fathom or you? Like,
do you guys have any shows coming up?
Not that we've announced right now. The next thing we're probably looking to put out is that summer tour.
Okay. That makes sense. Who are you touring with?
Can't tell you yet.
Oh, yeah. Son of a bitch. All right. Where can your fans find you at?
Any of our official social media pages or YouTube, Spotify, any of the major streaming platforms, all that good stuff. We've got it.
At Fathom?
Yeah. At Fathom or Fathom Band, Fathom Band Official, any of that stuff.
Where can your fans find you at?
Me?
Because I know you don't have Facebook anymore.
Right now, I'm just on Instagram.
Yeah, because Facebook kicked you the fuck off.
Put me in jail.
Why did they put you in jail? I meant to ask you that.
Not even sure. Because like, yeah, they won't show me on the thing. It's like, oh, here's what you're in there for. It's just like 10 plus images that won't ever load.
Yeah.
It doesn't tell me anything and I can't do anything other than just like, please don't do this. Push the button that says, I disagree, and then hope that they undisable me.
Which again is something super annoying for somebody trying to promote shit.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
All right. Well, add him on Instagram because you clearly can't.
I'll be back
on
Facebook.
He'll be back. He'll be back with a vengeance. He's going to start posting dick memes.
Nah.
No? A little bit? Maybe one. I'll send you one. We'll see. Not. It'll be a different one.
Although you should see.
Wow.
I'm going to Google one.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you for coming in with us, buddy. It's been great talking to you.
Likewise.
Fathom, check them out. All that happy shit. Paul, you got anything?
No.
All right.
I'm terrible, man.
All right, cool. 4 minutes, if you don't mind.
As always.